From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. North Korea and the United Nations have agreed to communicate regularly. That's a word after a visit to the region by UN General Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman. We get more from Reuters' Samantha Vadas.
Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012. Footage released by state media shows him touring hospitals in Pyongyang, as well as inspecting a food factory in the capital. His trip was set against the backdrop of military drills by Washington and Seoul over the Korean Peninsula, which the North calls a prelude to nuclear war. North Korea regularly threatens to destroy South Korea and the U.S., saying its weapons programs are necessary to counter American aggression.
Fallout continues with staged anti-U.S. marches after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At least one death is blamed on the protests along the Gaza Strip, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The 30-year-old Palestinian man was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a, quote, day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Israeli military confirmed that it shot two people in southern Gaza, accusing them of being, quote, main instigators of violent riots. Israeli warplanes attacked Hamas military targets in Gaza in response, meantime, to a rocket fired from the area. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 15 people were injured in the strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Wednesday that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's what sparked this protest. The U.S. plans to move its embassy there at some point in the future. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. The Palestinians want the eastern part of the city as their own capital. This is VOA News. Ukrainian police on Friday rearrested former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili after he was freed from police custody earlier this week in dramatic fashion by his supporters. Prosecutors say police are holding him in temporary detention facility. Hundreds of his supporters gathered outside the facility Friday evening shouting, quote, shame. Earlier this week, he climbed onto the roof to avoid capture by police and was later broken out of a police van by protesters amid clashes with law enforcement. Saakashvili became a regional governor in Ukraine in 2015 at the invitation of the president at that time. However, the two men later had a falling out, with Saakashvili accusing the president of corruption and calling for his removal from office. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in the strongest terms Thursday's attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian police keepers and five Congolese soldiers died. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said this is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troops contributing to countries in the service of global peace, he says.
These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
The peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. The attack occurred late Thursday in the troubled North Kivu province. Military reinforcements arrived on the scene and the force commanders coordinating the mission response. According to U.S. prosecutors, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort may have violated a court gag order by editing an opinion article that ran Thursday in an English-language newspaper in Ukraine. The evidence is just a small portion of evidence gathered by a legal team of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was focused on investigating possible links between Russia and Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Manafort and Trump campaign advisor Rick Gates have pleaded not guilty to 12-count indictment as part of Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. They're charged with conspiring to launder money, conspiracy against the United States, and failing to register as foreign agents of Ukraine's former pro-Russian government. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new, rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. More than 5,700 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are spraying, dumping water, and taking other measures to stem the damage, but it is still considered overwhelming, and many people are continuing to evacuate. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.